I'm Tim Burke for the Big Rapids Radio Network. Here's the news for Thursday evening, May 18th, 2017. Legal marijuana in Michigan would be one step closer to reality if state officials today sign off on petition language for a ballot proposal. The State Board of Canvassers is reviewing the form of the petition language, but not the legality of the issue. Polling data suggests there is around 50 or 60% support for legal marijuana among Michigan residents. If the petition is approved, backers of the proposal would have to collect over 300,000 valid signatures within 180 days to get the proposal before Michigan voters. A Michigan U.S. senator is responding to the Justice Department's naming of a special counsel in the Russia investigation. Former FBI Director Robert Mueller will lead a federal probe of Russia's alleged meddling in the U.S. election. Senator Debbie Stabenow welcomed the news, saying Mueller is highly qualified, who served under both Presidents Bush and Obama. The state's unemployment rate fell in April to 4.7%. A report from the Michigan Department of Technology, Management, and Budget shows about 18,000 more people were working last month compared to March. Governor Snyder says the numbers are encouraging, but as we continue in the future, we must, quote, keep our foot on the gas. Michigan's rate is slightly higher than the national level of 4.4%. The Department of Natural Resources is encouraging anglers across the state who fish the Great Lakes to keep an eye out for tagged fish.
If anglers catch any of these marked or tagged fish, it's really valuable to us as an agency for them to report those fish. So there's a variety of different type of tags that anglers might come across, whether it's a jaw tag or an anchor tag attached to a fin.
Elise Walter with the DNR says the mass markings provides critical data as fisheries biologists look to determine the value of naturally reproduced fish versus stocked fish and lakewide movement of fish. Walter says if you catch a tagged fish, head to michigan.gov/taggedfish to report. The Coast Guard is reminding boaters to prepare for cold water despite warmer air temperatures. Officials say even though air temperatures have exceeded 80 degrees this week, water temperatures in many lakes are still only in the high 40s and low 50s. The Coast Guard urges boaters preparing to get back out on the water this season to take caution. A former head men's rowing coach has been sentenced to 22 years in federal prison. U.S. District Judge Gordon Quist sentenced 31-year-old Timothy Valier for setting up hidden cameras that were used to capture female students undressing in locker rooms. The judge also ordered the former Rockford Public Schools coach to spend 5 years on supervised release when his prison term expires. The government said 62 girls were victimized from 2012 to 2016. Two assistant coaches discovered the videos last July. A much-awaited eatery is opening its doors soon in Big Rapids Township. More from Steve Gove.
The wait is over for Big Rapids residents who want to get their hands on a famous Butterburger or fresh frozen custard, as the new Culver's restaurant will be opening up on Monday, May 22nd at 10:30 a.m. The restaurant is located on Waldron Way just off of Perry Avenue in Big Rapids Township. For more information or to get the hours of operation, log on to culvers.com. From the News Update Desk, I'm Steve Gove reporting.
Want to rev up your metabolism? Brew some green tea or have a cup of coffee. Greg DeRocha, a registered dietitian with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, says you can boost your metabolism by adding magnesium-rich foods like spinach, black beans, and pumpkin seeds to your diet.
It stimulates fat burning because it stimulates the creation of the hormone adiponectin to help increase that metabolism. Iodine helps the thyroid produce hormone balancing and helps increase metabolism.
However, too much magnesium in your diet can cause gastric problems as the body tries to get rid of the excess. Planning a trip over Memorial Day weekend? You'll have lots of company since AAA Michigan says more than 1.2 million Michiganders will travel 50 miles or more from home over the Memorial Day weekend. That's a 2.5% increase from last year, and it's the highest Michigan travel volume for the holiday in over a decade. They cite higher confidence, rising wages, and recent gas price declines as the reason. No winner in last night's Powerball drawing. That means Saturday night's drawing will be worth an estimated $228 million. If you're feeling lucky and don't want to wait that long, Friday night's Mega Millions game is worth $43 million. That's the news for Thursday evening, May 18th, 2017. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke.